Florida is among only three states where county public health departments employ obstetricians. That came about back in the 1990s when the state's infant mortality rate was one of the worst in the nation. But is that safety net eroding? Abe Abaraya with Health News Florida has been investigating prenatal care in Florida, and we will bring you details in an online series all next week. WSS Mary Shedden spoke with him about that investigation.
Only 28 of Florida's 67 counties offer prenatal care in the health department, so Florida's health departments have been getting out of prenatal care and, frankly, direct patient care overall. For example, Hillsborough County shifted its primary care for the poor several years ago to a private nonprofit group like the Tampa Family Health Centers.
How long has this been going on, and what caused it?
Well, there are a number of reasons. One's budget. So just last year, the Florida Department of Health's budget was cut by about $155.8 million, and the staff's down about 2,700 employees since 2011. So the state has told some counties to get out of prenatal care. Other counties simply decided they couldn't afford it. And another factor is Florida shifted to Medicaid managed care last year. Now, it's a whole other conversation. It's really complicated. But some county health departments still treating women with Medicaid are being paid less under the new system. And finally, there's a shift in Florida Department of Health priorities.
How do you mean, Abe?
Well, the philosophy now is that public health departments that are supported by taxpayer dollars should only be providing care if there's absolutely no one else doing it. Rather, health departments should be focused on population health, things like flu vaccines and preventing sexually transmitted diseases. And the thinking there is that if a disease like Ebola were to come to Florida, you want the health department to be ready to handle that.
So someone may be listening to this and thinking, okay, so what? I'm not pregnant. I have health insurance, so it doesn't affect me.
Well, prenatal care has a huge impact on a child throughout their life. I spoke with Linda Sutherland. She's the director of Orange County's Healthy Start Coalition. She has a map in her office that shows where there are pockets of low birth weight and where there are low-performing schools.
There's a direct correlation between being born low birth weight or not as healthy as your potential and low-performing schools.
Let's take a look at the greater Tampa Bay area. Which county health departments offer prenatal care?
So Pinellas, Polk, Sarasota, and Hernando counties do have prenatal care. Manatee, Hardy, and Highlands do not. And interestingly, in the last 2 years, Pasco County got out of prenatal care, and Hernando County added it.
Can private doctors offer prenatal care better than the health departments?
The Florida Department of Health says the majority of women who were getting care in county health departments are being seen by private doctors since the state privatized Medicaid, but there are caveats to that. In Orange County, for example, only about a third of doctors in private practice are willing to see Medicaid patients, and even then they only see a few per week. I spoke with Swanee Jett of the Seminole County Health Department. He says health departments really should only have doctors who see patients when there are no other options.
So once the community begins to stand up and provide some of those services, the health department can begin retracting their services.
What has been the impact of health departments getting out of prenatal care?
Well, I looked at 10 different healthcare stats across Florida, and what I found is when a county drops prenatal care, you have more of those statistics getting worse.
Do you have some examples?
Oh, sure. So women getting in to see a doctor in the first trimester is getting worse in 11 out of the 12 counties that stopped offering prenatal care in the last 2 years. And if you look at rural Dixie County, where the county health department stopped offering it, the rate of women giving birth without ever seeing a doctor more than doubled to the worst rate in Florida.
Your reporting found that tensions over this issue are strong. In fact, didn't you find some local government pushback in this area?
Yeah, well, I headed over to the West Coast in Sarasota County, and the state wants them to stop having county staff provide prenatal and primary care. And I'll have a story on how that move is rippling south to Charlotte County, too.
Abe Abaraya, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mary.
Our series on prenatal care in Florida will be shared online all next week on healthnewsflorida.org. And your support makes special coverage like Health News Florida possible. Support great radio now. WUSF.org or 877-330-1024.